Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Welcome, everybody, to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge at CRN Digital Talk Radio, broadcasting nationwide and coast-to-coast from our outpost. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is the one and only all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
It's so great to be here with all of you, and there's more people here than there was at the Angel game last year.
I don't know about that. Jeremy Dayton, our producer, and Corey Marino, our producer. Corey is with us today. We'll be talking about a lot of things in the world of sports, and Corey, you're looking good there. We missed you last week here on the show. Hopefully we'll get Jeremy Dayton in here because I think there's a star player on the Baltimore Ravens that he probably wants to talk about. That's his team.
Yeah, maybe the King, maybe Derrick Henry. He's doing really well this year, I think. He has a couple touchdowns. I don't know.
Now, Fred, you played for the New York Giants.
I did.
And you started your career there, and you also played many years for the Los Angeles Rams. How about those Rams?
What about them?
They're not winning.
Well, you know, that's the problem with handicapping when nobody goes to training camp. They're all injured by the time the opening kickoff comes for the first game. And there's nothing you can say or do about it when five of the offensive linemen of the Rams and a running back and a wide receiver are suddenly injured. Now, yeah. How do they get injured when they don't do anything in camp? I don't know.
It could be an easy thought process there. You guys, when you went to training camp, and we've talked about this many times on the show, you went through days of drills, right? And you did different things every day.
2 weeks of double days.
Yeah. Double days? What's a double day?
We have two practices, one at 9 in the morning, one at 1:30 in the morning.
Nowadays, they come in for lunch, and then they come back in for dinner.
You take a nap because you'll need it, and then you get up and you jump on your bike and ride over to the field.
That's good. All right, so you can email Fred Dreyer. We got lots of emails coming in for Fred all the time. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. I don't know how you get in touch with Corey Marino, who's being looking on our screen there.
He's Jeremy so tiny. Dayton. He's lost a lot of weight.
Well, he's doing his impression of Jeremy Dayton. We'll be back. I'm Michael Horn. Follow me at Mike Horn, CRN.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now, 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only two natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Come relax and rediscover Ka'anapali Resort on Maui. Ka'anapali Maui is so close and so easy to get there. And once you arrive at Ka'anapali Resort, say goodbye to stress, worries, and work, and hello to paradise and fun. Rediscover Ka'anapali Maui. New restaurants, new hotel upgrades, a myriad of activities, golf courses with an ocean view, two shopping centers, 11 properties, spa treatments for all. And this October, join us for the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. Tastings, wine, food, new chefs, golf, pickleball, and our new Hawaiian barbecue. Relax and learn about Hawaiian culture. Discover Ka'anapali Beach Resort on the west side of Maui. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I resort.com. Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. Yeah, we're broadcasting on the Sports Byline Radio Network, the CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, our flagship 790 KABC radio in Los Angeles. And, of course, we're on video on YouTube. You can check out the show. You can watch us on Facebook Live, punch in some questions there, and say hello to us in the chat room and a whole lot more. I'm Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, the star of our show. Corey Marino, who was formerly known as Jeremy Dayton. And we have also someone, Rachel, who's listening to us and watching us live on Facebook. And she says hello to Mike, Fred, and to Jeremy. But it's actually Corey. We've corrected the screen now for you, Rachel. There you go.
That's a rotating producer seat.
Those of you who want to watch on YouTube, you can see the correction that takes place between the first and second slot. Lori is out there, says hello to us. She's in Iowa, and she says it's a nice crispy day. I understand last week at the Green Bay game, it was like 49 degrees when the game started. So we're starting to get that little fall snap.
That's about
in the air.
Right where you want to be.
That's perfect, right?
Yeah.
49 degrees. And you have, and Jenny's in Santa Maria. She has a fun fact for our listeners and for you, Fred Dreyer. You played on the Rams. And Jenny says,
you keep reminding me of that. why are you doing
by that? By the way, Corey, you said that the Rams did not lose last week?
No, they didn't lose. It's because they didn't play.
They didn't play.
They had a bye week. Okay. So,
what a technicality that is.
In 1948, the LA Rams were the first football team to post their logo on their helmet.
Yeah.
You were aware of that?
Yeah.
Want to elaborate on it at all? Or just a couple of the
years?
Well,
I mean, I'm from L.A., and yeah. I was 2 years old when they did that.
You remember it well?
So I remember that.
Yeah, it's good.
They made a lot of noise down there in the garage.
Now they, I think they sell the name of your company on the helmets. Have you seen that on the batting helmets in the baseball playoffs now? They got the name of some company, so you can...
Oh, because of the baseball?
Yeah. Well, how about if we put up there, like, Fred Dreyer Show, you know, and put it on there, crntalk.com? That would be kind of nice.
How much money do you think we'd have to cough up?
I don't know. I don't know, but we've got there's a weird story here. We might as well get to that right now. Corey, you know the one I'm talking about here. If we can get the
Padres.
No,
Or which one?
This is the Penn State fan.
Oh, yeah, that
one. This is a big story. So here's the deal. Penn State played USC. It was a pretty close game there. What was it, 33-30 or something?
Yeah, it went into overtime.
Yeah, USC and Penn State. And so apparently they sell anything. The sides of helmets, they can sell anything you want to at a ballpark or whatever. So this guy who's a realtor in the Bay Area, his name is Jordan Mott, and he self-describes himself as, quote, a diehard Penn State fan, and there are a lot of diehard college football fans, especially Penn State supporters.
Why is that, Mike?
The late Leo Brennan from Cox Cable was huge, and they had a whole group. They go back and watch games. Anyway, this guy, Jordan Mott, the realtor in the Bay Area, he paid $1,800 for he and his wife to run onto the field with USC. USC has this program where you pay $1,800, you can run onto the field with the USC Trojans. And this was Saturday's game between the Nittany Lions and the Trojans. And so USC has that game day experience. It's called Run Out with the Team. And there's no terms, no restrictions mentioned or anything of that nature if you're to be the USC fan to run out there. So what does this guy Jordan Mott do, who's a Penn State fan? He, quoting him now, he says, "We 1,000% did not expect for them to allow us to participate. They said they never had an opposing team's fan sign up for the experience. It was absolutely incredible. Got to spend about an hour on the field before the game, followed by running out behind USC, but in front of Penn State." He wasn't in a Trojan uniform. He was in a Penn State Nittany Lion blue and white uniform.
Yeah, him and his wife just found... They live in the Bay, so they knew about the program, so they just bought their way on and cheered the Lions on. On
Fred,
good,
on.
Good, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
All the good things are suddenly appear, you know, when I'm not there.
Be like Dave Roberts deciding to wear the New York Mets uniform prior to, you know, and during the game or something. I mean, come on, you're wearing a Dodgers uniform there, Corey. It's nice. Did you purchase that recently? You went to a losing effort, I guess.
Yeah, it was just they had game a rough two. Day. Knack had a rough day. There was a grand slam involved.
Now, Fred,
tears were shed.
You have some thoughts on this because you're one of the great backstage kind of easy chair managers. You think they should.
Wait a minute. What's that mean?
You should have. They always say Monday morning quarterbacks when they come and they talk about the game. You think they should have started Landon Knack instead of doing a bullpen game? What's your thought process?
They should have started Landon Knack before they started. What was his name?
Brazier.
Brazier. He was only going to be slotted for three batters. And then we're going to pull him out and then bring in Knack.
Yeah.
Why the stutter? You should have just brought him out and let him start the game off. And if he can't get through the first inning, which he barely got through the second inning, if he can't get through it, you pull him out and you just accelerate your program. The program was, we're going to run every inning with a different pitcher. We've got nine pitchers and we're going to just roll the dice and we're going to screw up the opposing batters with a different assortment of pitchers, which is a good idea because it worked. It worked on the opening game. A couple of days
worked on
before.
The Padres on the final game,
yeah.
Right? When they went to that was
yeah.
the final
fourth
game or
game.
Fourth game? Yeah, game
fourth
four.
Game. But I was mesmerized by Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, who just let him go after, you know, once a guy hits a grand slam in the second inning, it's 6-0. You either decide, I guess, to let him stay, let him pitch some more. Maybe they can give up more runs, and or what have you. You know, it was very frustrating to see that.
Yeah, Corey Marino, our producer. We, Fred and I, got together and took up a collection and got $2,000 so you and guests could go attend the game. You were there at the game.
I was there at the game. It was a really nice day at the park, nice 75 degrees.
I got it. Good. Thanks for the weather report. What about the game?
You sit down. Well, that's what I'm saying. Atmosphere. You sit down. It's going to be a nice game. And then Brazier lets off a leadoff home run to the first batter.
Sets the tone.
And then they, like, I didn't like that it was a one-man opener as well. And then we bring Knack in, and he gets in trouble because he likes throwing fastballs right down the middle for everybody to hit.
There's a little bit of – he does throw them right down the middle.
That's what he was doing. That's what they were doing the whole night.
And he had everybody in like a 2-2. It was like 2-2. He had two strikes on all of them, and he just let him go.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Back in our day, we had Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. Am I right for a dryer on the Dodgers?
I believe that's history will prove that.
Yeah, and – Drysdale used to always talk about having good command, which meant placement of the ball. Now they say, well, it goes in this way.
No, no, wait a minute. Yeah. Every pitcher is trying like hell to control his fastball because everything comes off of that.
Well, especially when they throw it 108 miles an hour.
Well, of course. That's all they're worried about doing. But go ahead.
So you know, Drysdale would always talk about having good command, and those were games he always won because he could place the ball where he wanted it. And he threw fast, but not 108 miles an hour. But he would also dust the batter off the plate if the guy was digging in him on a little bit. He kind of throw inside to get the guy to back off. You got to sort of control that game a little bit. And command, I think, every time I hear him talk about anything, and then there's a commentator there, they're all talking about command. So if a pitcher doesn't have command, get him the heck out of the game.
The sooner the better. They could have. They came back and scored three runs. Almost scored a little bit more than that. But this is going to be interesting to see how the series turns out.
Yeah. We already know. So okay. Thank you so much for telling us that. Well, we're going to take a little quick break when we come back here. We're going to talk a little more baseball and talk about some football. We have an interesting thought about that Padres series because a lot of you saw that little
patch
that they were wearing on San Diego's. There's a heart that had PS on
it. PS on it.
We'll tell you about it a little bit when we come back. This is the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Send him some coffee. He enjoys that.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here. Fred Dreyer Show, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline Radio. We're on Sirius XM, by the way, channel 117 on the weekends here with you. So enjoy the good programming that only Fred Dreyer can bring to you each and every week. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, our producers, Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton are here. I'm Michael Horn. So,
And our job is to bring sports insight to our listeners. Is that right?
That is. I think you've made that statement publicly in a lot of our paid promotional announcements that have run, I believe, on CBS, yeah, NBC, and Fox.
Like, I'm glad I forgot there for a while.
We were boycotting ABC. I don't know why, but there you go. Okay. So the playoffs were going on. First round, Dodgers-Padres. And the Padres had that PS patch on their heart. And it was a heart, and it's on their heart. Well, this patch, the yellow heart with the letters PS stitched onto it in black, is memorializing the late Peter Seidler, who was the owner of the Padres, and he passed away in November of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, and he was had been the chairman since 2012 when he, and I'm giving you a name that's familiar here, Peter O'Malley and Ron Fowler purchased the team from John Moores. So these guys buy the team from John Moores in San Diego. Peter O'Malley, the former owner of the Dodgers after they've gone through all these different changes of ownership, the son of Walter O'Malley, who was in the Brooklyn days, came out here, moved the Dodgers, changed the face of baseball, bringing baseball to Los Angeles, and then the Giants up in San Francisco changed it around. So Peter O'Malley, that's his nephew. This guy, Peter Seidler, was the chairman. Walter O'Malley, as I mentioned, owned the Dodgers, moved him to L.A. Peter O'Malley inherited the Dodgers and ran them for many years successfully. Terry O'Malley Seidler is Peter's mom. She's the sister of Peter O'Malley. So Seidler and his uncle, Peter O'Malley and Ron Fowler, formed this O'Malley Group, purchasing for the Padres $800 million they paid for the team. And Peter Seidler pledged.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, Fred.
It is.
$800 million for that team.
That's $100 million off what they're paying Ohtani.
It's amazing. It's kind of crazy. So they got it for $800 million. And O'Malley, Peter O'Malley, got out of baseball because he said he couldn't compete with all the salaries that were going up. So now he gets back in with the Padres. And apparently Peter Seidler pledged to make this team, the Padres, a champion. And he worked very hard to bring in a lot of players. He increased the Padres' payroll to $214 million in the 2022 season, sixth highest in Major League Baseball. The Padres reached the championship series that year. He increased the salary to $237 million for the 2023 Major League Baseball season. That was the third highest. And, he brought in Xander Bogaerts, Yu Darvish, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis Jr., Juan Soto, Josh Hader, Joe Musgrove. So he brought in all these players, and so I believe he's got a spot in the hearts of people of San Diego that he tried to bring on a winner.
Yeah, he was a big hit down there.
Yeah, so I guess we should take our caps off, even though they're off already for the show, and thank you to Peter Seidler for improving baseball, right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. So, Corey, your thoughts on this?
I think it was great, just because the Padres, we just need better competition around the league, and he brought them up from nothing, and they came back, and they beat the Dodgers a couple years ago, and the Dodgers got the best of them this year, and it's just going to continue to be a good rivalry and great for sports.
I love Peter O'Malley. Every time I see him, I go up to him and thank him because we broadcast from Hollywood, California. Thank him for what he did for sports in Los Angeles. Class act. I used to work at KFI many years ago on 141 North Vermont when it was in an old studio there, great old radio studio. And at the time, they didn't have a management, and they had an advisory board, and Walter O'Malley used to walk by there putting those big feet of his out there, smoking a big cigar. He'd walk by the window of the office I was at. It was quite a sign, and Peter did a great job, too. Anyway, great job, Peter Seidler. And by the way, he leaves a little note here, everybody, to take care of yourself. Peter had type 1 diabetes, and he had two bouts with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. So this guy did this all at odds with good health and everything. So passed away in San Diego on the 14th of November, 2023, just 63 years of age.
That's way too young.
Way too young, yeah. Is right. So, okay, now that I brought the show to a screeching halt, what else is going on, Corey?
We could talk about Devontae Adams being traded to the Jets, back to his old best friend in Aaron Rodgers.
Now, the Jets have had some problems. Haven't they lost like 3 in a row?
Yes.
Something like that. You know, and apparently the people are going crazy. So third straight loss. The Jets then finalized this blockbuster trade this week. Devontae Adams is brought to the team. The Jets sending, a 2025 conditional third-round draft pick to the Raiders in exchange for Adams, and they're reunited. Is this going to help the team, Fred, do you think, if getting these guys back together again as they played on Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers and Devontae?
Well, it's the Raiders, so you can pretty well figure out what the deal is. They sent this guy to the Jets to be a teammate
with Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. Well, Aaron Rodgers is a little bit on the downside. I mean, I'm sure he's not completely finished.
He doesn't think so.
But well,
completely finished.
Okay. That's hey, you know something? When you talk about that sport,
yeah,
you use words that just cut right to it.
Just cut right to it. That's the way the politician should be. Cut right to it and tell us what you think. So these two guys played together, Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers, for 8 seasons with the Packers. And the Jets are just, they're almost there, though. First off, they dumped their coach here last week on the show we're talking about. Now they're bringing on this receiver over there. And there's apparently a little bit of a hatred going on for the kicker.
Yeah,
what's this guy doing here?
He missed 2 field goals last against the Bills, and that could have helped them win the game and not lose to one of their division rivals. And the people of New York are calling for his head,
and they want him to also get off the team.
Yes,
same thing. I think so. So Fred, yeah,
just keep the head. Just get him out of here. Okay.
So the Jets 2-4 now going into this weekend. 23-20 loss to the Buffalo Bills. And this guy, Berline, Greg Zuerlein, he finished the day going 2-4 and kicks. And very painful misses on a couple of those. The last 3 Jet drives of the game were a missed 32-yard field goal and a missed 43-yard field goal and an interception by Aaron Rodgers. So we're not doing really that well for the Jets fans in this game. And in week 4, apparently, Zuerlein had a chance to play hero. The Jets had the ball, was on their 40-yard line with about 1.5 minutes remaining in the game. They were down 10-9. Rodgers and his Jets offense moved the ball to the Denver Broncos 32-yard line, 47 seconds remaining in the game. It's lined up. Zuerlein kicks the football, misses the kick, and the Broncos win the game.
Oh, man, that's a lot of drama.
Makes the Broncos look good because that's your team, Corey Marino.
It is. I'll take a win. I'll take a missed kick for a win any day.
Broncos aren't doing that well either, but they took a one there.
They're 500. They're 3-3, and they got a rookie quarterback who's not that great right now, so they're moving along. They're trying to get better every day.
Do we like any surprise quarterbacks this year that you guys have seen that you think are really stepping up?
I couldn't name me a quarterback. Honestly,
it's good.
They're all pro defense. They change him like they change their socks.
That is true.
They do. Well, they've had a lot of injuries, too. What's with the quarterbacks? They're all getting injured. I understand football's rougher than baseball. But, these guys, the Dodgers invest all this money in a pitching staff, and half the guys are on the disabled list with either Tommy John surgery or their big toe doesn't match up or something. It's got a problem. By the way, I saw a note today that Clayton Kershaw says he will be back and wants to play for the Dodgers in the 2025 season.
Oh, no.
Fred's not going to have it. He's not going to take it.
Take it easy, Fred. Take it easy.
Just go home.
Well, once he's healthy, he could, you know, he's a smart pitcher.
I'm going to miss
He's got a head for pitching.
I'm going to miss the announcements. I think he's going to take a bullpen session, and he should be okay for the first preseason game. And then the preseason game comes along, and it says, no, he's a little sore from walking to the cafeteria. So what we're going to do is we're just going to rest him till opening day. And it'll go on and on, and it'll make proclamations and all this stuff, and it'll just be like you're in a nut house.
You know, here in baseball, everybody, because Kershaw's got the toe that does plantar fasciitis or something like that, because that can be painful, especially when you got a pitch.
They call it turf toe.
It's turf toe. So, okay, so my question to you, Fred,
what that is?
In your playing days, and we'll ask you that in a second, in your playing days, was there one nagging injury that you remember during one or two of your seasons that just plagued you all year, but you still played?
Yeah, broken hands, broken nose. Let's see.
Sorry, I asked.
Well, you want to know.
Broken hands, broken nose.
Yeah.
What else?
So, you know, you try to breathe when it's like 40 degrees outside, and you can't out of your nose, so you have to do through your mouth. And you're going to probably, somewhere between now and the end of the game, you're going to drop dead.
So, here's the thing, in football, still to this day, I think a lot of players still play while injured. Maybe not the quarterbacks, or if there's a receiver that can't catch the ball or something, but I think especially on the defense, they play until they drop.
Well, they're getting paid a lot of juice.
They got a lot of money, too.
To get out there, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you for setting me up for those.
Oh, good. You're welcome.
Take the show on over to the Ice House. Go see our friend John Buss. Okay. Good show so far, guys. We're getting in the zingers and we're getting some stuff out of it. But anyway, you played through all those injuries, right?
Well, somebody did.
I think it was you.
Yeah, it might have been me.
Number 88 or 89. I'm sorry. I forgot that you increased it by one. All right, when we come back, what are we going to find out about? A grass toe? Is that what you call it?
A turf toe.
A turf toe.
I'll explain to you and our listeners when we get back.
Don't go wandering off.
Don't go limping off.
Well-produced show this week. Turf Toes coming up.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched 2 new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence, sponsored by IBM.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We have a good time. Fred leads us around here a little bit, and we always follow him. Today, by the way, this is a true story. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, along with J.D., Jeremy Dayton. I don't know where Jeremy is. I think he's out taking. He always goes and buys a pizza when the show is on. Sits back in his chair and puts
And does not bring one back.
Not bring one to us. Am I right, Fred? And the amazing Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. And Fred, just before the game, and I know you just mentioned pizza just before the show.
Yes.
We do call it a game here sometimes. But just before the show, I introduced you to a Nature's Valley bar, one of those Nature Valley granola bars.
Yes.
And you seemed to like it. You asked for a second helping.
And I ate it.
Now, I probably shouldn't bring that up because I did not offer any to you, Corey, but I do have one for you later if you want.
Okay, I'll
don't say
it.
Anything.
And
I don't
if
want
you don't
Jeremy
want
to.
It, you know.
It's real. Fred got through with it, and he kind of said, you know, well, you said these are pretty good. He says, you don't think I should have a second one, do you? And he knows where I hide them now, so I got a feeling these things are going to be gone every time you're in studio.
I have to. Lindy, the dog, sits as a guard.
Guards him. She does. Lindy, my wonder dog, guards him over there. All right, we want to say hi to Katrina. She's in Birmingham, Alabama, tuned in. Martine in Cape Canaveral. And Clayton, you don't suppose that's Kershaw, do you, in Klamath Falls?
Oh, we were just talking about him.
Yeah, but no, this is Clayton with a C.
Okay.
Well, I guess that is his name. I don't know. We'll find out what's going on. Okay. So, Tom Brady, this is the big story. We wanted to lead with this, but we thought we'd save one of the best for last. Here he is. This guy, great football quarterback. Come on. Nobody's going to doubt that. Maybe one of the best, the greatest of all time. He gets into the broadcast booth. Everybody's saying, I've listened to him a few times. I think he's doing all right. Corey, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he started off rough, but he's getting better. He's getting into it.
What's that?
Tom Brady, you like his commentary there in the booth?
I haven't seen enough of it. Well, he should. He'll probably realize the less he speaks, the more people will listen.
And you should be the one to say that because a lot of people don't know this. For 1 year after you retired, you were in that broadcast booth. Who were you up there with? CBS, was that where you were?
Gary Bender. Remember Gary?
Yeah, he used to tie one of those benders
on. He was
on
always
him.
On a bender.
Somebody was, Gary was good.
Hey, listen, not to jump backwards, but...
Well, go right ahead. And then, so that's the Tom Brady story. No, we got more coming up, but go ahead,
it's
Fred.
Not much. My dislocated bone in the toe is a better story.
Well, tell me about this.
I was going to explain to you people. You're the moderator.
I'm on track.
Yeah, you should be on track.
I'm embarrassed. So this is for the grass toe. What's it called? Turf toe?
This is turf toe.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see.
What is that?
See that? That's a toe.
Oh, so you drew a picture of a toe?
I drew a picture of a toe.
We're going to post this at our Fred Dreyer, the FredDreyerShow.com.
Here's what the deal is.
Describe it for us.
The bone, which is your toe bone.
The toe bone connected to the knee
bone. It comes out. It displaces in the socket.
Ugh.
So it's in there, and there's nothing around it because the tissue is bruised and torn, and you can't walk, nor can you push off and run or do any athletic or any type of... gymnastics at all. So, and that means your pizza eating has to be done sitting down.
So that's probably what Kershaw's got. So you had turf toe yourself for a while?
I've had it once, and Larry Brooks, it ended Larry Brooks, a player for the Rams. Great tackle. And he was forced to wear a shoe that did not bend. It was just like you roll forward. You know, it just wore on to the point where he just had to retire, and so that comes from, usually it comes from pushing off on AstroTurf.
Once again, the old AstroTurf, and that's probably what Kershaw's got too, and that's why he's not able to pitch here, and that's a sad state of affairs.
You can't do anything, by the way.
Yeah, I had Achilles tendons once. That's what got me to see Dr. Sheps. You had told me about it, and I went there and needed that hot laser, and it was a minor thing and brought it back in the
As I said to you, Mike, and I said it to you on the show, is that the most important thing is your feet.
No, I believe that was when we were camping one night.
We were running barefooted.
Never mind. It's a story for a different show.
It was a full moon.
Maybe it was on the show, come to think of it.
There was a full moon.
Thank you very much.
We were in retrograde. Mercury retrograde is what we were.
All right, so now the Tom Brady story. So he gets the job in the broadcast. He was doing okay, doing fine up there. The Las Vegas Raiders, they're having a real rough season. And they have now secured Tom Brady as a limited partner. Brady opened up the saddlebags, and he put some money into the team. And he put $220 million he invested for a 10% stake in the Raiders. Richard Seymour, a defensive lineman, Hall of Famer, also purchased a stake of less than 1%, according to CNBC. But Brady now is part owner. So, the Raiders are all Mark Davis, the owner, says, we traded Devontae Adams for Tom Brady for a third-round draft pick, he says. And although Tom can't play, he can help us select a quarterback in the future and potentially train him as well. So it's a huge benefit for the organization. Here's the problem.
Is there a problem?
Well, I think there is. Some of the pushback was because of Tom Brady's TV gig and how it would allow Tom behind-the-scenes access to teams routinely granted to the network broadcast teams, or interviews, etc. So to alleviate the concern, the league crafted a compromise. They call it Tom Brady rules, and they're not just writing that down as an exclamation.
Yeah, yeah.
It restricts the quarterback like no other broadcaster. He's not allowed to attend practices or even the production meetings the networks conduct much each week with teams that include extensive interviews with coaches, key players, which is an essential part of pregame preparation, especially if you're a commentator. So it's going to make him look less aware of things, but I would think he'd have to get out of the game over here. The NFL owners approved this investment unanimously, Fred.
Yeah, and that's also a queer situation, isn't it?
Yeah, why would they approve it unanimously? There's got to be some owners that are saying, wait a second, this guy's going to be able to get notes on our team.
Well, Al Davis Jr. wanted Tom to be a part of the team, and said that if you guys don't agree with it, I'll sue you.
Well, he's getting some heat for his broadcasting, and now
fine. He's been at it 5 weeks. Let's go. Come on, let's give him a break.
All right, I'm with you on that.
But the other thing else is, Tom Brady does more for that franchise just being in the booth than most people do just drawing a salary from it. He had an investors group where he gathered the money and laid the money down. So it's not Tom's money. It's an investor group.
Yes.
Got it?
So it's not his cash?
Well, they borrow it. They go to, just like the Dodgers bought,
Knighthead Capital Management did. You're right, partner. Yeah, that's his partner, Tom Wagner.
It's a simple, straight business deal, mm-hmm. certainly. And here's the other thing.
Yeah.
All you have to do is keep Tom Brady out of specific meetings during the season that involve teams that are a conflict.
Yeah.
And if he's playing for the if he's ownership of the Raiders, all he has to do is not do that game. Just don't do the game.
Well, I think I don't want to just work this to death, but you're going to hear someone like, you know, Fred Dreyer is not able. He's got the corn toe, and he's not going to be able to play so much. And all of a sudden, hey, guess what, guys? He's got corn toe, and he's playing us this weekend. So all that kind of stuff.
Oh, no. You actually believe that?
I believe that's going to happen. I would do it. Corey, what?
I'd do it, but I didn't read in the story. Can he still do Raider games? Can you call Raider games? I don't see why it would be a problem.
They haven't made that. We have to look at the Tom Brady rule book.
All you
got to
do is tell Tom to go down and work the sidelines for this game, and then next week come back. So he's got 17 games.
Yeah.
He does 16 of them. He doesn't miss a beat. Come
he's going to go ahead and pass off information when he works the sidelines.
Yeah, like, code. Code. He's got a Navy.
Thank you.
He's got a Navy blinker gun. What, you know,
exactly.
Those things can reach 10 miles if you're standing on shore.
That's good. I've got one of those flashlights.
Yeah, I've got one too.
I bought four of them.
I ran over mine on purpose just to test it out.
I put mine in ice and froze it. It's still working. It's in the garage. I can't charge it though. It's still in a bunch of ice. So, all right. Okay. So lost control. Hey, one other thing. Roger Goodell. You talk to him all the time. The NFL. President there. He says he's going to nail gun celebrations where the players go and like point guns at each other or go like we're going to cut them in the throat or something. He says Goodell said that it's a long-standing policy. We're going to enforce that, he said. And through the first weeks of the NFL, he thinks this has been a violent gesture, so he's going to knock
it
off.
Kick him out of the game.
That's what I say. Fine them and kick them out, right?
Yeah, that's
we don't need gang culture here, right?
Well, that's what they've tolerated.
Well, they shouldn't now.
They've tolerated it, and people put up with it because they don't want to confront the issue. It's a black sensibility.
Well, I'm telling you, so they're going to confront it now, and we'll see. Now, let's go to TV here real quick because we have somebody that I know you loved and worked with there. It was announced October 1st that John Amos passed away August 21st. We didn't know about this for a month and a half at the age of 84. And John Amos had a long, impressive career dated back to 1970, best known for Good Times and Roots. But he was also in your show on Hunter. This is one of the great shows that he was in. And you worked with him. What was it like to work with the
guy? He's a very nice man, very professional, and we had some laughs and came in, did his work, and went home.
Yeah, and he was a special guest star in 11 episodes of Hunter in season one in 1984 through 1985. And he was portraying kind of the captain, Captain Dolan, who was really a guy that was by the book.
Well, look, it was the beginning of the show, and all the other roles in the series were taken. And the one that they couldn't decide on who was going to be the chief or going to be the captain was the network was always saying, how about the John Amos? How about Fritz Lang? How about this and this? And
so Fritz Coleman.
And so they bring him in. And they would
test him out, right?
Give him a test, and they said, "Nah, he doesn't play well off of Stephanie, or he's nah, we don't want." So they tried to figure out how they could get somebody until they finally, came to rest with Charlie Hallahan.
Well, I'll tell you this: you guys, when you were with John Amos, you guys always had. Kind of a funny part of the series. Your scene's always memorable, kind of first rate. You guys would get together and kind of jaw down a little bit, as I recall. Huh?
Well, yeah, everybody, you know, it was a part of the gag. See, John's always mad at me for doing something and he's going to threaten to give me a terrible car that doesn't work. And I kept telling them, I said, that's funny for an occasion, once or twice during the run of the show. You can't do it every day. You can't do it every week. And enough already. I'm tired of playing it.
Yeah, so well, you still have that car, though. It's running pretty well after you got it worked on. That's good.
Yeah,
we'll miss John Amos. Really one of the greats. All right, we're going to take
it. And he grew another head. You see, it looks just like Stephanie.
We'll take a break. Come back with more. Final segment coming up, Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We lost one of our shots, but that's all right. You can always check it out on YouTube.
Was that Corey? You lost Corey's
shot. We lost Corey, but he's still here. Corey Tech, 1, 2, 3, check.
Check. Yeah, here in spirit.
Real quick, final segment. Jeremy Dayton was supposed to come in.
He's here.
Jeremy, Derrick Henry, get over there on that microphone since there's no camera on it and tell us, this guy is the first player since Pro Football Hall of Famer LaDainian Tomlinson in 2005 to score a rushing touchdown in each of the first six games of the season. This guy's hot, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm a bit surprised. I was like cautiously optimistic, but I didn't think that Lamar loves to take it out of the shotgun, but he's somebody that needs a head of steam, and it's working out. If he can stay healthy, it'll be fun to see how they do.
Nine touchdowns this season, the most by a Raven through six games in the history of the team, and he is the offensive player of the week for the second time this season already, huh?
Yeah.
But you know, the movement in the league is to get rid of running backs. Mm-hmm. So that makes it really stupid. And Jerry Jones is looking for someone to carry the ball, and he is stumbling over the truth, and that is his inability to supply his team with a running back.
That's it. So this is going to be another good weekend. We'll see how it goes. We're going to bring Fred into Handicap with us this week.
Yeah. Let's see how we did this week. I got to do my Corey Marino impression.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that. All right. We're going to get out of here is what we got to do. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Comes to you every week at this time right here on this station. Make a markdown. You can
right
check
here.
Us out. Yeah, what you want to do is go to Fred's website here, thefreddreyershow.com, thefreddreyershow.com. Check out everything. Check us out on YouTube. And email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X at @Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
Let's see. I've got one in there somewhere. I wish everybody a great weekend.
This guy's pretty sharp this week. Email him. He likes it when you do it. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week.